Hi folks, and welcome to this weekly update of tech news from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 19th of April 2024, so let's dive in. Now generally available, Azure Data Box Disk offers AES 256 hardware encryption for Linux users, with customers in the US, EU and Japan able to opt for either software, so BitLocker, or hardware encryption. Self-encrypted data box disks ensure similar copy performance on Linux as BitLocker encrypted disks on Windows. Azure Machine Learning Data Collector, now generally available, enables real-time logging of input and output data from models deployed to managed or Kubernetes online endpoints. This logged inference data offers seamless opportunities for model monitoring, debugging, auditing, and enhancing visibility into deployed model performance. With support for managed and Kubernetes endpoints, Data Collector offers configurable logging at the deployment level for both payload and custom data. Azure Virtual Network Manager now offers network groups in the source and or destination of security admin roles, and this is available in public preview. This feature simplifies network isolation across different environments, facilitating scenarios like separating production and non-production environments while controlling communication between specific environments. By allowing the creation of logical groups of virtual networks or subnets with common attributes, users can enforce security admin roles more effectively, streamlining the process of securing traffic across workloads and environments without the need to manually identify CIDR ranges or resource IDs. Virtual network encryption in Azure now enables customers to encrypt traffic between virtual machines and virtual machine scale sets within the same virtual network, as well as between regionally and globally peered virtual networks, bolstering Azure's existing encryption capabilities. This feature is now accessible across all Azure regions, offering users enhanced security for their network communications. Microsoft Defender for Cloud now offers security protection for Azure Database for MySQL Flexible Server, safeguarding it against threats while maintaining performance and availability. This feature helps mitigate risks of data breaches, attacks, and unauthorized access by monitoring for anomalous activities in your database, providing security alerts, insights, and recommendations through the Azure portal. Azure Backup now supports backing up Azure virtual machines with disks using private endpoints enabled, available for both standard and enhanced backup policies through standard Azure Backup interfaces. During restores, users can specify network access settings for restored disks, including retaining the source disk's network configuration, restricting access to specific networks, or allowing public access from all networks, enhancing flexibility and security in data recovery processes. Thank you for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you all again soon.